From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The city of Eureka is formally recognizing the existence of a local emergency, a resolution allowing the city to manage essential staff, provide or receive mutual aid, and assist in securing state and federal disaster funds for the city, for residents, and for businesses. The action, along with the activation of the city's Emergency Operations Center, will continue to address any challenges in dealing with the public health issue and ensure that appropriate resources are available to the community. City Council will meet in a special session on March 30th and will be asked to consider the emergency resolution. Latest on COVID-19 from the Humboldt County Joint Information Center, the number of people whose tests were run by public health labs, 116. There's been one positive cleared, one inconclusive cleared, and 113 negative. The current test capacity, after receiving additional supplies, they can do a total capacity of 398 tests and can process about 30 samples a day with an approximate turnaround time of 48 hours. Monday morning at about 9 a.m., officers with Eureka Police were responding to the 900 block of Dollar Drive in Eureka for a possible residential burglary. Callers saying an unknown man tried to open her front door and was last seen in the neighbor's garage. Once on the scene, officers found a broken window to the neighbor's residence. Officers were setting up a perimeter and a burglar alarm was activated from inside. They then heard glass break and saw a man flee from the rear residence into a greenbelt. Officers tracked down the suspect. He was taken into custody, identified as 32-year-old Christopher Blunt of Eureka. Based on an initial investigation, it appears he gained entry to three residences on the 900 block of Dollar before being taken into custody. He was transported to a hospital and then booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. Well, starting immediately, all Yurok tribal lands, parks, preserves, beaches, and boat launches, including all camping and overnight stays, are closed to non-residents. Officials there say by eliminating additional visitors, they're limiting the exposure to tribal members and the community. The decision made due to recent recommendations by the CDC, Yurok Office of Emergency Services, and other government agencies. A lot of parents across the county have become unexpected homeschoolers in the past few weeks and are looking for things to keep their kids entertained. With schools closing and the local shelter-in-place order in effect, County of Humboldt Joint Information Center has a number of virtual activities kids can do online and learn some in the process, and links to activities they can enjoy around the house and outside at this time on the County of Humboldt Joint Information Center website. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.